Till last Wednesday, local people in Chetwynd, British Columbia, have been picketing the construction of a 100-mile-long pipeline being constructed in the area. Their complaint is simple. There are no jobs for them on the pipeline, even though West Coast Transmission told the National Energy Board they expected 20% of the labor force to come from the area. Jim Sinclair, a researcher for the Community Information Research Group, was in Chetwynd last week, and he's joined us in the studio now.
Hi, Jim. Good morning.
Why aren't the local people getting the jobs?
Well, it gets to be pretty complicated, and when I was up there, it's sort of all these different factors are involved in it. The first basic one is the nature of pipeline work, and the fact that a lot of the jobs are very high-skilled work. A welder on a pipeline is a very specific job that takes years of training. A lot of the other people on a pipeline, about 50 to 60% of them, are skilled people, and most of the local people have never had an opportunity to get those skills. They don't have the kind of skills necessary to get hired on. That still leaves, there's 350 people on the pipeline, it still leaves quite a few jobs that are not highly skilled, and that with either on-the-job training or little training, they could do it. However, the other part about the jobs is that the unions do the hiring. And the basic union that, say, people would get into like that is the laborers' union. And the laborers' union has about 44% unemployment on their list. So then it gets into a question of where do they hire from? Well, where they're hiring from in that area is from Toronto, Vancouver, and other places in BC, where their list of union members is, of course, quite long.
And they don't have an office in Chetwynd.
They don't have an office in Chetwynd that hires. However, it wouldn't make any difference. An office would not mean that you would get hired because you have to be a member of the union. So it's all those kinds of questions that have come up with people, local people, and they've built lots of other things in the past, but with a high unemployment rate, they're just not getting on. And there are people who say are slashers up there. Quite a few of the Indian people have had, done some slashing, which is ahead of the pipeline. You clear
it's
the
clearing
area.
The area.
Right. And they're experienced at that. However, they bring slashers in from the outside. And they sit there and say, okay, what's going on here, Why haven't we got jobs? So a lot of people got fairly upset with the whole thing.
I didn't realize that work had actually started on this.
Well, it's a smaller Grizzly Valley pipeline in the area. There was two that were started this year up in that area.
Well, what has West Coast exactly promised?
Well, this really hinges on a lot of their angers, which was at the National Energy Board hearings, West Coast promised, they sort of said, look, we're going to hire about 20%. That's our normal standard of people who work on a pipeline. And that they never said, we are going to hire. They said, we assume that there'll be about 20% local labor. So people looked at that and said, great. Finally, there's going to be local labor. And, of course, that never happened. And when West Coast people went back to West Coast and said, okay, where's the 20%? They said it's the contractor's responsibility. And they said it's the union's responsibility to hire people. So they got off the hook quite nicely on one level. However, that doesn't change people's feelings up there. People still think that West Coast could have done something and shouldn't have made the promise or suggested that it was 20% without knowing what was going on, and I think they did know what was going on. They built other pipelines. They know what happens.
Well, what's happening right now up there? You said they've stopped picketing.
They stopped picketing because the laborers' union tried to get local people hired and managed to get a couple on. However, it's not satisfying people, two people, and they had a list of 35 people up there that they wanted to get on this job. And so they're going to call another meeting sometime later in the week and have the union come back and explain to the whole public and everybody there what steps are going to be taken, what the problem is. There's also a gas scrubbing plant that's going to employ 350 people for a year that's going to that a lot of people want to get on. And that hasn't started yet, so they want to get it sorted out before that starts. So the same situation doesn't happen there. And maybe some local employment could get on that. And maybe some arrangements could be made. There are a number of ways. One is the permit way. You give somebody a permit for a specific job to do that job. However, people, and some of them have legitimate complaints, which is why can't we become official union members? Why are we any different than anybody else?
Well, with employment as high as it is around the province, you'd think that people would be attracted to that area if they hear that there's jobs. I understand people are flooding into Whitehorse looking for jobs on that pipeline.
Up there, it's the same situation. There are a lot of people flooding in. So, again, it gets down to your definition of local employment. But the local committee that was set up there was fairly stringent. And about a quarter of the people on the list are native people, and another quarter are non-status people. So they're all long-time residents of the area, of course. But the other thing that's happening is that once it happened here, other places like Dawson City, like Kelly Lake, which is a non-status community up there, they're starting to organize their own committees and get together and talk about local employment on things, on other projects plus this project here. So it's not, it didn't die out. It's not going away, that the whole crisis of local employment versus union employment is getting bigger. And how the unions deal with it is going to determine how people feel about unions. They're sort of caught in the middle. And they fought for 10 years to get control of the hiring board so that they could, you know, control that. And they fought for certain rights on the job. And they fought against non-union labor because companies brought it in undercut union members. But now they're protecting the union hiring board against the against local unemployed people. And so it's not an easy issue to sort out for those people. It's going to take a long time. Things like training are also involved. Get people trained so they can qualify to feed.
But aren't we talking about pretty short-term jobs here?
Well,
I mean, just during construction. You mentioned this gas scrubbing plant's going to employ a few hundred people, but just for a year. What happens after that year's out?
Well, I think that gets into a larger question of what is really going on in that whole area, and that's the nature of employment for a long time up there, in the whole B.C., and why, I mean, go back to it, why is there 44% of people unemployed in the laborers' union right now? Is that the projects and everything, some of them, they're all keyed into large, capital-intensive projects.
Well, it sounds like what those people need is jobs that are going to go on for a while, not something that's going to, you know, make a boom town out of, the, say, Chetwynd area, for instance, and then have it be a ghost town in a few years.
But that's the whole nature of construction.
Except that it doesn't have to be that way, that there can be other
construction
projects.
Not if there's something else.
Not if there's something else, but there's no secondary. I mean, it's Canada. Welcome to Canada, you know, where we take the stuff and send it down south. I mean, and the gas, where is the gas going out of the pipeline? It's not going to run factories in that area. It's going to the United States, you know, contracts.
But you can't really expect to get long-term jobs out of construction projects.
Oh, no, in that sense, yes, you're right. But these people, they're not specifically they want to do construction. I mean, they want jobs. A lot of laborers' union are in construction because that's what they might get a job at.